Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Andy Pate with me as well, Charlie Grimes. Hour number two is upon us. Our next guest we're trying to get on as we speak. And today, really, our theme, if you would, today is everything revolving economy, jobs report, and what are we doing to get people back to work,
right?
And or not doing to get people, or what are we doing to hinder people from going back to work, maybe is a better way to say it, Andy.
Yeah.
And then COVID and masks we'll get into with Kevin Flesher at the bottom of the hour as well.
Add rules, kill jobs. It's that simple, John. Mm-hmm. Add rules, kill jobs. You don't want to do it with them all. And by the way, let me just read from COVID. My wife sent this
to me.
This is from Polis. So we get the wording right. If you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask at all, Polis said. If you're not vaccinated yet, we do suggest, not order, but suggest that you continue to wear a mask in indoor settings, yada, yada. Okay, folks, bottom line, even if you're not vaccinated, it's not required, period. So any business that makes it required is hurting business.
All right, David Radlow joining us now. David, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. You know, we're in a, much like you, we're in a state where we just, really, literally, just this past weekend had some reprieve of a lot of the COVID restrictions that have been in our state. You can now, if fully vaccinated, not wear a mask anywhere. And, of course, there's even recommendations on non-vaccinated people on what to do and so on. So it's gotten a little better here, although I will tell you that, you know, we still do not have the amount of people back to work that we should. You know, we're one of those states that's affecting that latest jobs report that basically says nobody's going back to work yet.
Yes, that's correct. That's where we're seeing, and people have been, actually, you've seen reports where 90% of CEOs want people back to work, and 10% of workers are indicating that they prefer more time at home.
So these employers, David, when it comes to that, and by the way, I think there's several factors. Andy and I have talked about it even through the first part of the show today. Several factors, I think, that you know we'll even get into with you that contribute to that. And no, it's not all just dollars and cents. I think there's a lot of things going on that are keeping these people at home. And by the way, I don't think, despite what a lot of folks in the media will say, I don't think it's all about COVID and the fear of going back to work. I think there's other underlying issues. But if you're a CEO of a company, I know you do a lot with, you know, chain stores and hiring of and so on. What do you tell these CEOs on what they can do to incentivize people to come back to work?
Well, you know, I'm working with small chains and larger chains, but some people just can't even get their, I've been on a restaurant chain in upstate New York, a bar and grill type, and they had to shut down two of their five stores and locations, and they're really having a hard time keeping people in. Some people will agree to come for one day, and then they're taking government assistance the other days. Mm. And they were up to, you know, $40,000 for a dishwasher for 40 hours a week plus overtime, and they're no takers. So they're pivoting and saying, we really need to go outside of the United States, outside the area, in order to get people in here. We're willing to house people. We're willing to do whatever we have.
They're desperate, is what you're saying. They're desperate for workers.
Yeah, it's a situation where the revenue is there, but they don't have the workers in order to make things happen.
David, what happens when we stop the $300 payments?
The incentives.
Okay, the incentives to not work, because I see a lot of problems here. Number one, you've trained a lot of people not to work for an extended period of time. Number two, you have been replaced in a lot of ways. People have automated. They've cut down, cut back. They don't need you. What are we going to see when that money goes away?
Well, that's a good question, and I know it's a political question. And what I try to do is advise, you know, people that are entrepreneurs is that you just have to really go with the flow to see the best you can. If there's nothing you can do, if they vote to keep, you know, keep the assistance going, obviously, if hard Republicans were in or what have you, they'd pull it quicker than Democrats would or what have you. But I just tell them to just focus in on what you have to do to in order to maintain your business and grow your business and accelerate performance. And that means effectively that you've got a two-pronged strategy of trying to entice people to clone, but at the same time plan to bring people in from away, because you're frankly not going to get the amount of people that you need right now. And you know, it's an issue where they need them now. And so they're really working to recruit as whatever humanly possible to get them back to operation.
And David, I, as a business consultant myself, do that outside of the show, I wouldn't tell any of my clients anything different than what you're telling yours. I mean, if they're going to survive in business and do what they need to do, they've got to find labor from wherever they can find it. I wish we didn't have to tell them what you're saying, and I don't think we do if we could get this other stuff handled, but I don't control that other side. I don't control those payments that are going out and, frankly, have no ability to stop them.
Yeah, that is correct. It's like we've got to flow and bubble up and make people aware this is what's going on. So, you know, they really don't want to – people don't generally, I don't want to believe, hurt small business owners and for that matter, people that are really trying to, you know, get by. And because there's a lot going on here with all those payrolls of people that are showing up. And then they can't work because they don't have enough workforce coming in. So it's an issue where it needs to be handled and needs to be handled appropriately. And while at the same time, we've just got to say, hey, listen, we're in it with you and we just need to, you know, help you as much as possible.
David, are we seeing any kind of a real surge in people being paid cash under the table? And the reason is that way they can keep getting that $300 a month and all those big benefits while also making money cash under the table. And would this even be exacerbated by allowing so many people into this country, you know, who are, let's say, not here illegally?
Well, they'll take anybody and anyone.
Right.
And part of it is they'll take, they're going to take what they have to do to get people to work. It's not just the fact that gee, we'll pay you under the table and therefore you're going to show up. It's not that. There are other factors. People want to stay home. Maybe they have an opportunity to spend time with their kids. They've enjoyed it the last year. Maybe they don't have to pay some health care or daycare for workers. Maybe that's part of it. There's a lot of reasons why driving people to stay at home. You know, maybe they can, you know, just earn a little bit less and get by and be happy and then stay home. So there's just so many factors that are driving that. And honestly, businesses at this point are going to say, under the table, or I'll raise your wages and I'll pay the taxes in order to get you to show up.
Which, by the way, in doing so, as an owner myself, David, you know this, all that will do is raise prices across the board and even exacerbate the inflation we already have going on in the country.
Yes, absolutely correct. We're looking at wages going up. We're looking at consumer prices going up. Yep. And across the board, you're seeing it with oil, you're seeing it with food, you're seeing it with everything. And then this will absolutely, you know, drive the price up on everything that we do. It is correct.
That's right. All right, and davidradlow.com is where you can find David, and it's R-A-D-L-O, David Radlow. David, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. I appreciate it. So, you know, Andy, again, he's right when you're talking to owners and you're trying to consult them and get them to you know, get from A to B in their business. They're going to hire anybody they possibly can, anywhere
sure.
possible. I would never consult someone and say, go hire whoever you can, however you can, wherever you can. If you got to pay them cash under the table, do so. I mean, I just it goes against my morals. I can't advise that, although I will tell you that's what a lot will do.
Yeah, my concern, though, John, is that their competitors are doing it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay? Because what the Biden administration has done is brought in a ton of people illegally and then said, look, you can hire people illegally under the table because you can't afford the Americans because I'm paying them to stay home. And, oh, by the way, David Radlow there, he was being very honest and forthright.
Yes.
But he says, these people are used to seeing their families more. They're used to this. They're used to that. And I'm like, David, we're paying for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they're being paid to stay home and do nothing. And you can say, well, I want to see my family more. Hey, I'm sorry. This is going to sound heartless. I don't care.
I don't either.
You have to pay for that. You have to pay for time with your family. You have to pay for health care. You have to pay for child care. You have to pay for all these things.
Making
other people pay for it so you can sit on your ass at home is not acceptable.
Yeah, what I was going to say is, if that's what you want to do, fine. Change your lifestyle accordingly.
Yes!
If you want to do that, more power to you. But you know what? Not on my dime.
Not on my dime. You want to stay at home and live on less and live a more restrained lifestyle, you go for it.
Right.
But they're wanting to stay home and collect the check.
Well, they want to... Come on. Let's rephrase that, Andy. They want to live the lifestyle they always have and stay home and collect a check.
Yes.
They want to make no sacrifice, no change whatsoever to the way they've been living, but they want you and I to cover that.
Yes. This is horrible.
It's awful.
I'm telling you what. Who would have thought?
We are training people to be lazy. I've said that all along.
John, who would have thought on the heels of the Trump boom, the Trump booming economy where people were working hard, working long hours, making big money, paying down debts, and living life, right? Who would have thought on the heels of that, in only a year's time, a new president comes in and in just a few months has this much of the country hooked on staying at home and being more with the family and having this and having that. And just, I want to keep having that. Oh, you do?
Of course they do.
You just want to keep having that. I don't care what you want. No, pay for it.
What we did through all of this, Andy, and you and I have talked about it many times, we are the drug dealer.
Yes.
Standing outside of the school, handing out little packets of crack cocaine, getting the kids hooked on it so that they will always be hooked on what we want to give them. That's what the government has done.
Yes.
Right?
And it's disgusting.
It is disgusting, but that's what they've done.
And by the way, John...
And by the way, he just did it again. Biden did.
Yes. And throughout history, it has never created a stronger nation ever.
No, it tears them apart.
Every single time. Okay, this has to end.
When we come back, let's talk about why that is.
Okay.
Because there's some really deep-seated human nature things that go along with what you just said, by the way.
And I'll stop ranting. Sorry.
No.
I'm in a bad mood when I hear this
stuff. No, this is perfect. I mean, you
know me. I'm a workaholic.
But so am I, and you're spot on. And why should I, who've been working all through COVID, Charlie, you, and others, why should I have to pay for the guy sitting at home doing nothing?
Can I prompt you with one question and you answer it when we come back? As an employer, when they do finally stop these $300 extra whatever, because they will have to. Mm-hmm. They're just printing the money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you slower to hire some of these people who soaked in that cash the whole time rather than the people who kept working because they have that work ethic? Do you look differently at those two classes of people?
I'll answer when I come back.
All right.
All right. Franktown Firearms, as I said earlier, is coming up next. And we learned from Franktown yesterday that, A, they've got good inventory. B, they'll help you find exactly the gun you need. C, there's a range there where you can get trained and shoot and do the things you need to do. And, oh, by the way, it's only a day wait right now to buy a gun. So go to klzradio.com, find Franktown there, or call 720-770-7777.
Preserve your liberty, protect your family, and have fun at the same time. Everyone at Franktown Firearms has the same goal: to fire off some freedom seeds safely and confidently. That common goal builds relationships based on shared values and mutual respect, which makes Franktown Firearms one of the few places you can preserve your liberty, protect your family, and have fun at the same time. Because they maintain good relationships with suppliers, treat customers with respect, and offer lower tax rates, Franktown Firearms continues to sell guns and ammo at or below MSRP. But they don't only want you to buy a gun. They want to see you develop confidence through practice. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/franktown for $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. Range members, first responders, and military veterans receive discounts in the shop, as well as discounts on all classes. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom, but right now your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush and Andy Pate. And John, let me re-ask you that question.
Oh, wait, Andy, you can't. I'm too busy sniffing whiteout. I can't answer your question.
Folks, he has whiteout that
somebody
he's opened up.
Somebody left this behind, I think, so you and I could just have something. I guess.
Well, it's a small room. I said just leave it open. The show will be better. I'm telling you, by the third hour, it's going to be
awesome.
It's going
to be great. That's right.
By the third hour, we're both going to be like, dude, jobs. What is it all about, John? What's it all about?
That's the problem. Too many people are home doing that. No, just kidding. Sorry, I didn't say that.
Okay, first question, because I have another one now, a follow-up. But first, two classes of employees. Now, going forward, pretty soon these $300 payments are going to end.
Yeah, they're going
to People
go
are going to have to come back. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be afraid of the workplace because of COVID. That's a bunch of bunk.
Right.
They're staying home because of the cash.
They're going to want their job back.
Yeah. Now, do you see two classes of individuals, not just in hiring, because I know you got to get the manpower, but in promotions and moving forward? I mean, do you see
the people who
worked through it
yes.
and the people who stayed home?
Heavily weighted in favor of the folks that worked through it.
Oh, but John, the ones who stayed home, they were with their family.
I could care less. It doesn't matter to me who they were with.
Okay, follow-up question.
I really don't care.
No, first of all, I want you to go off on that for a moment, those two classes. You're an employer. What is it like? You've got those two classes of people now in your business, the ones who stayed there and the ones who stayed at home and soaked in those checks.
You are going to do everything possible to reward the folks that were loyal to you during all of this. Bottom line.
Yeah, and that's not unfair.
That's not unfair at all. In fact, it's the only fair way to handle it, Andy. That is fair.
Yes.
That's total fairness.
Now, can I do here's the follow-up.
Sure.
Those who wanted to stay home with the kids, you know, on government money. No, I'm serious.
No, you mean on my money.
Because I get
the
furious.
Government has no money, so my money.
More time with their children.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's government money.
Oh, sure it is.
Yeah, it's not yours, John.
It's mine and yours, Andy.
Yeah. It's the government tree. They shake it.
Actually, it's borrowed money that they're using, that they're sitting home with their kids, and it'll be their kids and grandkids paying it back.
Right. So let me ask you this. Those parents who stay home with their kids and soak in those checks, are they even good for their kids? Is it good to have parents like that as your example, home, in the home with you as the kids? Oh, I have more time with the kids. Why, I'm walking them through their studies. You're staying alive on the checks of other people. And that is the message. And I don't care how many studies you walk them through. The message your actions are sending to those kids is other people's money.
I got nothing.
Jeez, I said I wouldn't rant.
I got nothing.
I'm out of control.
Basically, the message you're saying is, I would rather live off of what somebody else is doing, and I'll just stay at home and do nothing.
Yeah, so all those lessons that you walk through your kids in history mm-hmm. and science and English and all this are worthless.
Mm-hmm.
If your example to them, so those parents who stayed at home and used this time to be with their kids, was that a good thing for the kids, John?
No.
No.
No. It's not.
You're a lousy parent.
It's not good for that at all. Not good for the whole situation.
No, it isn't. I'm sorry. It's a bad thing.
It may look really good temporarily, but it long term, no, this is not good.
And understand, we're not counting. We're not including the people who, because of idiotic policies by people like Polis, were literally wiped out of their jobs.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that.
No.
We're talking about the people that will not go back to work now because they'll make less money than if they stay home on the government dole.
Thank you. The people who are causing us to have a quote-unquote labor shortage.
Right.
Those people.
Those are who we're talking about.
If you got wiped out because of this, folks, not talking about you.
No, not at all.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm not criticizing that at all.
Glad you got the money.
I'm not upset with you whatsoever. And frankly, Andy, I think most of those individuals will be the first ones to go back to work.
Oh, they are.
Because they like work. Now, back to what we left off with when it comes to a basic intrinsic human nature, especially for men. This is why it's so bad for the home that you talked about a moment ago, by the way.
Okay.
It is the basic intrinsic nature for those of us that are normal men. I use that term wisely. It's absolutely in our DNA as men that our self-worth and how we view ourselves and the world comes from what we accomplish in life. That's how men are wired, folks. If you don't agree with me on that, go look it up yourself. Go talk to any psychiatrist that's normal and understands this stuff, and you will soon find out that men get their value from what they produce, their work, and how they do things. Moms get their value out of how the kids turn out. What's going on at home? Is everybody happy? How are things working? And so on. That's how women, again, why we're different, by the way. Newsflash, men are different than women. Men get their value out of what they accomplish. Women get their value out of how things are going at home.
But let me drop
right?
it. Yeah, sure. Agreed. But one thing that I would say they have in common, they both want to be needed,
sure.
not needy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
And Biden is making both those groups needy, where every day you don't want to wake up needing others. You want others to need you.
Right.
And that is what Biden's taking away.
Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, and up next, of course, is Kevin Flesh as well. But Kurt Rogers, get a review of your current mortgage today, and it's easy, 720-895-0500. And Kurt will walk you through all the different things he's got going on, all the programs. And no, folks, there's not a one-size-fits-all. It really can be tailored to you and what you need specifically. 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, folks, a good shop is next. And one misconception that's out there is that when you're involved in an accident, and Kevin can attest to this, by the way, that when you're in an accident and the insurance company says you need to go here to get your car fixed, not true. Right, Kevin?
Nope, not true.
That is very false. And do not get sucked into that. In fact, it's illegal for them to say that. But they can be very sneaky and in a lot of ways deceptive in what they say there. They know the exact right wording and language to use to send them to send you, I should say, to their preferred quote-unquote providers. And they'll use things like, well, you know, you've got a better warranty here. You have this there. Fact of the matter is they have relationships. They want to keep those relationships going. Bottom line for you, you control the repair process, and you can do that at a good shop. So if you've got any collision work that needs done, go see a good shop today. Find him at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
A good shop fights on your behalf to make sure you get the most out of your insurance claim. Chances are, your insurance adjuster has never fixed a car before. Your adjuster may not realize that your vehicle has hidden or secondary damage as a result of your collision. So your insurance claim may not cover those repairs, unless your auto body shop advocates for you. Al Sturm has a long history of working with insurance companies, both as a customer service representative helping people with their claims over the phone and as a collision repair specialist, communicating between his own customers and their adjusters. Al and his team at A Good Shop will advocate for you behind the scenes, fighting on your behalf to make sure your claim covers everything. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
This happens to me far more than I think it should. Hi, this is Richard Beatty, KLZ 560. I will find a word that applies and form an acrostic that becomes a teachable moment. Today's word, boys and girls, is track. Think of it. I invest in Fitbit to track my steps, calories burned, duration, and miles. I track my money and investments, and I track my projects and my progress. I track my thoughts, responsibilities, and my actions, my creative ideas, and my knowledge. T-R-A-C-K. Integrity is the connective tissue between who I am at home, through my work, and in my community. Are you tracking? Track where you go online. KLZradio.com/accountable.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
I believe in liberty. You're allowed to have concerns about the vaccine in America. And to people who don't give you that chance, don't listen to them because they're full of beans. They're pompous. They're out of touch. And one thing I take a lot of pride in is knowing the American
breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, our engineer, Kevin Flesch, Flesch Law Firm, joining us now. I kindly asked Kevin on Saturday if he'd join us this week, and this is the day that worked out best for all of us, so I appreciate Kevin joining us. And the reason I wanted to bring Kevin in is with everything that happened on Friday and then through the weekend, where we've got all sorts of signals out there when it comes to mask wearing, vaccines, all this stuff. I thought we'll just bring you in and talk about
John, it. You got to follow the science. CDC, you just follow the science.
Not the numbers or any of the data.
Yeah, we'll
or the
do
fact
that
people aren't getting vaccines after you tell them after they get the vaccine, they still have to wear a mask. So
what, then why get one?
Well, you don't, John. That's we've decided that you
we
don't.
We decided.
Need,
I see. It changed Friday.
Yeah.
Out of the blue.
Out of the blue. No, 2 weeks after their last announcement.
What I said, and I said this Friday, and I'll continue to say it, what changed on Friday was the crappy jobs report, knowing we're not going to get the economy back on track until we make some changes here. Yeah. That's what happened Friday.
No, absolutely. And the fact that they were watching people not get vaccinated. And people saying, well, why should I?
We're at the peak. It's peaked. No, it's already hit the high point as far as who's getting vaccinated at this
What's
point.
What's the percentage now, around 40?
Yeah,
I think so.
45-ish or so, yeah.
Okay.
Depending upon the state, I think.
Some are higher than others.
Right.
And it depends on how they've, really depends on, I think, not only how it's been pushed, but what the perception is in that state as to whether you need it or not.
It's just so fun now to sort of say, follow the science to me.
Because it's been so backwards.
Well, it's been so backwards. Yeah. And the folks but now I can use it on folks that have told me that you need to wear a mask because you need to follow the science. And so.
Okay. Sure. So legally speaking, let's start there. So we've gotten all sorts of mixed messages. We've got the governor basically saying, listen, if you've been vaccinated, no need for you to wear a mask at all, anywhere, inside, outside, whatever.
Yep.
On the same token, he has said that, if a particular business requires it, then of course you've got to, abide by that. We'll get into that here in just a little bit as well. But then
Tri-County Health?
Yeah, then you go to different counties and so on, and it's not uniform at this point. Mm-mm. From what I can see.
No. Manitou Springs, I think, just continued their mask mandate because it wasn't the science. It was the fact that they had done some sort of survey, and their citizens still want to wear masks. They think it's important. So then
let them.
Yeah, but they've mandated within the city.
My point is, why do we need any mandates or anything along those lines? If they want to wear them, then they can.
Right.
If you don't, then don't. Why do you need a mandate for that?
Yeah, why do you have to force others to be like you?
Well, that is the question, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, that's not a legal question. That's a political question.
It really is.
Yeah.
Gone are the days where you can think for yourself.
Yeah, I completely agree with
you. Yeah, I mean, granted, if everyone were like me, it'd be an incredibly happy world.
Well, and that was the conversation I was having with people over the weekend, because, of course, once the governor came out with what he said, and Tri-County Health in the metro area said you don't need to wear masks as long as you're vaccinated, I was like, well, there you go.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Masks
I mean,
are
there's
off.
There is now no government agency in Arapaho, Adams,
Jeffco,
Boulder, Douglas County. None of those counties. There isn't a health, because what we've been doing all along, right? So the power has started with emergency orders.
Because
the legislature has said that in certain emergency circumstances, these non-elected people have the ability to essentially enforce
become
a law.
Become the law, basically.
Right. So we've gotten rid of all of that. So then you boil that down to, what do private citizens then have in the way of regulating what goes on in their business? And certainly we have a property right.
Right.
Those individuals can say they want X, Y, or Z.
Yeah, I've said for years, and I am actually in favor of this, and it's the reason why I think it was okay for Jack Phillips to do what he did with the cake. I know different people disagree with me on that. I've even had some of you out there listening disagree with me on that. But I believe in business rights. In fact, I will go as far as to say, and I know a lot of people would be up in arms with me saying this, but I believe 100% in business rights, even if it goes against morally what most people would look at.
Yeah.
Because I think we live in a day and age today where we've got enough with social media, the internet, and referrals and so on to where if there's a business acting badly, they're going to get called on the carpet really quickly. So in other words, let's say there's a business out there that says, you know what, we're not going to wait on anybody that's non-white.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be white only to enter in, or we're not going to wait on you. Well, you know what? That business is not going to last very long.
No.
My point is, we don't need laws and regulations against that business because the marketplace will take care of that today.
That's correct.
Same reason why I believe if there's a business that says you must wear a mask, it's their full right to say you must wear a mask, and you can choose to shop elsewhere if you'd like.
Right. Or you go in and you wait to see if someone says something to you.
That too.
And then it's a trespass.
I mean...
Kroger is a great example, right? So Saturday after all of this went on, I'm like, I'm done with masks. So started walking into Kroger, wherever I was at, I was like, I don't care. I'm not going to make a big deal of it until somebody comes up to me
right. And
says, you need to put on a mask to be in the store. Never had that happen yet. But in the event that I did, I have to make a decision. Do I want to leave or do I want to get a trespass charge? Because that's what it is. I mean, it's no different than conversations that we've had about concealed carry where
right.
individuals are, you know, the movie theaters and all those other places that say you can't concealed carry within the business. You have a decision to make at that point. Do you want to follow their rule? Or do you want to go somewhere else? Or do you want to not follow it and see if you get caught?
Right.
Because those are your options.
Right.
And well, we're in the same spot now with masks. Obviously, everybody can see whether you have a mask on or
that's
not.
That's a little different than concealed carry even.
Well, I don't know. Is it?
Well, concealed, typically they don't know
yeah,
you have it.
That's right. And the only time they would is if you had to pull it.
Something happened.
And it's also, what are your fundamental rights relating? And I, you know, lots of people are like, what's the big deal? It's a mask. Well, the big deal is it is a mask, and they're making you do something that you don't have to do.
And that we wouldn't normally have done otherwise.
Right. There's no way that we would have. And there's nothing that would suggest.
There's nothing even data-wise.
To suggest that, right.
Yeah,
that
it even
but
works.
We don't need to go into that rabbit hole.
Can I go into one thing, though? My big problem with it is economics. People who wear masks do not browse
they don't
as long
shop.
In
mm-hmm.
stores.
No.
They get their list and they leave, and stores go under if they can't upsell and
Absolutely.
Make you sell
more. I agree.
So they're just bad for the economy. That's always been my biggest concern.
But again, I go back to, if that's what that store has decided to do, then
sure.
you know what? So be it. Where I'm struggling, and this is what I wanted to bring Kevin in for, is, and I haven't heard of any instances yet where this has happened, because right now the rule is, if you're vaccinated, no mask.
No mask.
If you're not vaccinated, it's highly recommended that you wear one. Now,
right. And the governor has said that.
Right.
A recommendation.
So let's say you're walking in a place and they ask, are you vaccinated?
Yes.
And you say, yes, but you haven't been.
Yeah. They have to prove that you haven't been.
Well, and what rights do you have along those
right.
lines?
Well, not only that, but what rights you have is it's a medical issue, so you have complete privilege. I mean, you don't have to provide that to anyone.
Okay.
You have to decide whether or not relieving yourself of that privilege that you want. You know, do you want to get on a plane? Because that's the issue with the masks, right? Because the folks on planes, they're saying you have to wear a mask.
Right. It's an FAA
rule.
It's not even an air. It's not.
Nope.
It's not an airline rule. It's,
no,
an, FAA
it's an FAA
rule.
Well, yeah. But getting back to that business, can they demand proof? Because it sounds to me like you're saying they cannot, because it's...
They can demand it, but you can say, no, I'm not going to give it to you, and it's a privileged document. So
and they cannot turn you away based on that.
They can turn you away from being in the premises.
Because they can do what... They can
whatever
turn you
want.
Away
they're
for whatever
charge,
they want.
Because
right,
in charge
general.
Of the business.
Yep, that's exactly right. So it's a... I mean, this is the issue that... I think we have to go back to the beginning of the founding of our country. And in this particular situation, the rights of the private citizen and their property rights would trump. What happens in that instance? You're in their business.
Right.
It's a private business for public consumption, so you get a little bit of this quasi-public, but it's still, if it's a, you know, a PetSmart or
yeah,
a Walmart or anything,
yeah.
they're there to sell things, but if they don't want to sell to you because they want to be really particular
they
about how
to.
You appear, I mean, it's no different than shirt.
Well, it's
no
the old shirt. No shoot. I can't talk.
Yeah.
No shirt, no shoes, no service. That
no
was
shooting,
the old sign
no
back
service.
In the day.
Got
yeah,
it.
No
okay.
shooting, no service.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was the old sign back in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that was a health issue.
And they used to, they used to say it was because of this, that, or the other. I think really it was just a matter of they just didn't want a bunch of riffraff inside the store is really what it boiled down
Agreed.
To. But again, if they don't, I've always said all along, if you're required to wear a pink jumpsuit to shop there, and that's what they require, if you don't have one on and you don't shop there, then you know what? That's your prerogative.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take it beyond customers, though. Let's look at employees. So
yep.
What if they say to you, this is your job.
Oh, no, real quick, before we switch gears, I want to just make sure we're very clear.
Yeah.
So those of you listening, just to make sure we're very crystal clear here, if you walk into a business and you are not vaccinated,
yes,
and they ask you, are you vaccinated, you then have the choice as to how you want to handle that, but
right.
you do not have to show proof of vaccination, but they could say, okay, there's the door.
Correct.
So make sure that we're clear with
everybody.
That's
their only option at that point is if you say, I'm not going to tell you that, they'll say, well, then wear a mask. You're like, I'm not wearing a mask. They'll say, well, then you have to leave. Then you decide.
At that point, you got to make a decision what you're going to do.
You have your privacy, but this is their business.
That's right.
So you both have your rights.
Right. So I want to make sure we're clear on that.
Totally clear.
Okay,
shifting
gears.
But now you're an employee.
Okay.
And you rely on this place. You have an employment contract. You have been working for them, and now they say, we are going to require you to either have a vaccination or wear a mask. And you say, sure, I've been vaccinated. Well, we're going to demand proof. What are your rights at that point?
All right. So we have to go back to what the law is in Colorado relating to employment.
Right.
So there's two different types of individuals that are working in Colorado, right? There's the at-will employee. So what that means is that any business in Colorado can hire you and you can work for them, but they can terminate you essentially for any reason as long as it's not discriminatory.
True.
You can leave at any time for any reason. So when you talk about having a contract with that employer, it's a one-day contract.
Agreed. I understand.
So if you've been there 15 years and the employer says right now because of COVID, we've made the decision that all of our employees have to provide proof of vaccination to continue working here, you get to make the decision whether you want to continue to work there.
Or wear a mask.
Or wear a mask.
That's your call at that point.
Yeah, and that's sort of, they're saying this is part of the job, and if you're not willing to do that as part of your job, then you don't work here anymore.
I guess it would be no different than certain businesses, because not all do this, by the way. There are certain restaurants where they require the cooks to be in a particular garb.
Yeah.
And if you're going to cook there, you're going to wear a mask, a hat, and different things to cook there.
The example that I've given that's exactly
and
right.
And you either agree to that or you don't
cook there. Do it. It's the example that I have. You have a blue shirt on today, right? And so all the way along in your employment, they've said you've got to wear a green shirt to work. For whatever reason, I don't know.
Sure.
By the way, that's common. There are places that
right.
do that.
Yep. And
they don't give you a uniform, but they require you to dress a certain way and
right.
look a certain way.
Yep.
That's
John,
common.
John, coincidentally, requires me to wear a blue shirt.
Right.
Every
so
time
it
here.
Works yep. well for you here. But this particular example, you're supposed to wear a green shirt, and you show up, and you say, and your manager says, well, you got a blue shirt on. What's going on? You say, well, you know what? I'm just tired of wearing green shirts. And they say, well, that's too bad. Now, I know it's a stupid example, but you're
well,
tired of your job.
That actually isn't a stupid example because those things have happened.
Yeah.
Because we do have, I had kids in the past that have worked for Starbucks. Starbucks has a similar thing of what you're talking mm-hmm. about. There's a certain dress code that you have to wear working at a Starbucks. And if you come in out of that dress code, you're going to be asked to either change or you will not work there.
Right.
Now, one of the two.
Now, there's also competing interests, right, relating to, well, this vaccine isn't tested. We don't know what's going on with it. What happens if I get sick? All of those things still go back to the premise of it's your choice to work at this particular place and the employer to offer you the job. If you decide, you know what, there's too many risks with this vaccine, I'm not willing to take it, then you have choices.
What about the fact that to many, this is still considered experimental?
I completely agree with you, and you wouldn't have
to do it. Well, I mean, are
it.
There any rights, national rights involved with
No,
that?
There is None. Not in Colorado because it's still an at-will employment state. Now, if you have a contract for a particular duration and that contract doesn't have
gotcha.
Any terms relating to the specific things that we're going through now, it's a different situation.
Okay, now what if you are somebody, because I know somebody, who has had a reaction to a vaccine in the past, a fairly severe one.
Yeah.
And you say, look, I've had a reaction.
Yep.
I'm a good employee. I'm healthy as can be.
Right.
Okay.
I've got that case right now.
And I've actually had a severe reaction.
Mm-hmm.
This could be dangerous for me.
Yep.
please don't do this, they can still just say, no, you're fired.
They can. And the situation that I've dealt with, I actually had my client go and get a doctor's note explaining why it is that they weren't getting. So it wasn't just that I don't want to do it, or it's experimental, or I'm still disappointed that Trump lost and I think it's all a conspiracy. He actually was able to get a doctor's note that said exactly that. The employer took that, took it to their lawyer and said, what do we do? And their lawyer smartly said, well, do you want to get rid of them for any other reason? Because this seems to be a viable one so that they don't have to get the vaccine. And they continued their employment. But again, it gives the employer the right to make that decision.
Okay.
Because at this point, it's not any different than if you got into a car accident. Let's say you got in a car accident and you completely blew up your voice box and you're unable to speak on the radio. Well, if John is paying you to do this work and you no longer can do part of the job in the sense of not being able to speak, well, what good are you to John other than the blue shirts? And so then he has a decision.
I'm incredibly handsome, but I guess that doesn't really help on the radio.
Well, and Facebook.
I'm going to take a quick time out. When we come back, one thing I want to ask is, and I think I know the answer because of what you said a moment ago when it comes to contracts, but there's a lot of folks out there that are subcontractors.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back and talk about that and how that relates with all of this. That's a little different situation.
That is a different situation. And again, there's going to be a contractual relationship. Okay. Yep. And how it all, this is new territory. We haven't had a pandemic for 100 years.
Right.
So, but you can equate other things. I mean, in our regular lives with schools, we've had to prove vaccinations for things to get our kids in schools. So there is some precedent with you have to give up on certain things.
All right, we'll come right back. Gino's Auto Services up next. It's Gino's with a J, by the way. And again, we talk about vehicles all the time. It's one of those things where you want to keep it maintained, repaired. It'll last longer that way, saving you money. Gino'sAutoservice.com, Gino's with a J, 303-794-6700.
Now's the time to take advantage of Gino's Napa Break Special. This month, get a $50 Napa prepaid Visa card with a qualifying Napa Breaks parts purchase of $250 or more. For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. At Gino's, their team recommends checking your brakes every 5,000 miles. Stop in this week and they'll check your brakes for free. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, the Gino's team will back up their work with Napa's nationwide peace of mind warranty. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop off your car and pick it up when ready. Gino's continues their public service work, partnering with Hands of the Carpenter and donating work on vehicles for single mothers or women in need. Check out all their Google reviews for a good snapshot of their business. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
All right, I said earlier, if you haven't heard from your financial advisor all through COVID, call Al Smith today. And change, because you really should be talking to somebody with everything we've got going on right now. So give Al a call, klzradio.com, 303-744-1128.
These three factors will determine the size of your nest egg in retirement: how much you set aside, what sort of return you get on that money, and the age you start saving. Now, you can't turn back the clock and start saving for retirement sooner, but you can start planning right now, whether you're 46 or 66. Ask Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial how to create a new tax-free income in retirement so you can make your money last. You've already done the heavy lifting by contributing to your 401k or IRA all these years. Now it would be wise to have another separate investment account funded with after-tax dollars so that in the event of a financial emergency, you don't need to borrow or extract funds that are earmarked for retirement. We have no idea what will happen to the tax code in the future, so make certain a portion of your assets will continue to grow tax-free and generate tax-free income in the future. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money to set up a free consultation with Al Smith. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, and Kevin Flesch again with us today, myself, Andy Pate. Before I get my subcontractor question answered, Ann has called in and asked a question. Ann, welcome.
Hi. I want to ask your guest, because I'm reading on the National Law Review, for today, that OSHA releases a guidance for employers considering vaccine requirements. And basically it says that if an employee is required to be vaccinated, that if there is an adverse reaction, that employee must report that adverse reaction within 24 hours of the employee's inpatient hospitalization or within 8 hours of the employee's death resulting from an adverse reaction. So I'll be glad to send this article to Charlie, but can your lawyer reply to what he knows about this?
That's no different than any other workman's comp or any other, you know, related, injury issue on a job.
Yep. So what's going to happen is OSHA is coming out, because this is new, because employers haven't mandated certain things to be taken for purposes of their job. So OSHA is saying, well, if you're going to do that, and there is an adverse reaction, then you're going to have to have...
Here's the flip side,
and they're going to be responsible. And it's going to be a workers' comp claim.
Yeah, well, the one thing they're talking about, of course, Ann, is death. But if there is injury even that's caused from that vaccine and you as an employer have forced it, then workman's comp is going to be kicking in and managing that quote-unquote claim at that point. Now, that's a situation where, frankly, Ann, you know, it could be, let's say, 3 months from now, your employer made you get a vaccine, and there's an adverse reaction that comes 3, 6 months, or frankly, and 5 years down the road. You could then go back on workman's comp at that time if, in fact, the employer required the vaccination. That's why I would tell everybody right now, and I've told all my clients, you don't require this, because you get into a whole other can of worms when you start requiring things in this area that I, as an employer, would not want.
Yeah.
Well, I know that there are I've read articles where approximately over 100 countries are not requiring these vaccines. So we need to take a look at why is it that America is being targeted with this, especially.
Politics.
Maybe there are other countries.
Yeah.
You know,
politics.
And maybe some other religions are being exempted from this mandate, too, as they are not wearing masks, as we know, in some of the religious institution,
possibly.
Okay, or whatever you would call.
Yeah, no, possibly. But no, and back to your point about the employers, and this is for everybody listening. If you're an employer, please don't go down this rabbit trail, because I think it's one of those things that will come back to bite you. And I will also add, it's also my belief that this is why the federal government, even Fauci's office, you know, his department is not requiring vaccines. It's because of what I just said.
Yeah, I think
that's... And a lot of them aren't being vaccinated. They don't want
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, so that says a whole lot.
That's
okay?
Exactly right. No, good point. Ann, thank you very much. She brings some great points. And that for employers, you really need to consider everything we just talked about, because, yes, if you're requiring it,
that's correct.
You're on the hook.
So the first analysis is if you're requiring it, the employee gets to make a decision whether they want to take it or not. So that's the employment relationship.
Right.
But once that employee says, okay, I'll take it, now you've required it, so now you're going to have some responsibility.
Now you're on the hook.
So now if anything happens to that employee as a result of it, you are now liable.
Yes.
Right, it's going to be a workers' compensation claim.
And it could be a lot.
Could be.
It depends.
It all depends on we
still
don't know
the reaction.
Yeah. Right, and we don't know, you know, the
long like I just said a moment ago, it could be 5 years down the road, Andy.
I mean, even if you look at your employees and say, either this or you can stay, but you got to wear a mask, could that still be viewed as some form of coercion?
Yeah, absolutely it could be. Sure. But the employee, again, relating to the mask wearing, gets to decide whether that's really something they want to do.
Are they staying or leaving?
No, I understand that. But I'm saying, what if they stay and they get it so they don't have to wear a mask and then this happens? Yeah. You're still liable. What if they stay and they wear a mask and that's bad for them? I mean, look, it just seems to me that if you are a smart employer, you're just going to let this go.
So, yeah, I think the smart employers follow the law, right? So the law, to begin with, even though I disagreed with it relating to what Polis did and Tri-County Health did, that was the emergency regulations at the time.
True.
Mm-hmm. And as an employer, I would then follow that. Once that went away, your responsibility.
Yeah, because the law, in a way, is protecting you as an employer at that point. But once that changes, you're not.
Right. And to say, I'm still going to make you do these things when the government is saying that you don't need to, that's where you get into trouble, because you're exactly right. We're getting back to this privacy, right? We're getting back to private entities and what they can do and how they control things. But then there's some liability if they're wrong, if they cause injury.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, let's face it, the law had to be relaxed because it was killing the economy.
Yes.
In various counties
that's
and places,
belief.
It
yes.
was killing and the economy.
Now, yeah. And it was also stifling people going to get, I mean, there were people that were motivated thinking, oh, well, this is going to change. once I get a vaccine and we get this herd immunity. Well, once that was created and they still weren't getting really what they wanted, which is 100% compliance, they then have to do the whole carrot routine and say, okay, you can get rid of your mask now if you go get the vaccine. I mean,
that's really what it's about.
If you see, there's a Washington Post article today that they basically say that's exactly what we did. Changing our policy.
By the way, all this carrot and stick stuff, isn't that kind of coercion too?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Okay. Just saying.
It's not science. They were trying to control human beings.
Right.
Yeah, and back to Ann's point, why are we as a country being targeted more so than others? Well, I think that goes without saying, because we've gotten more political with it probably than any other country has in that regard, and that's why
we are
here.
And we have the resources.
Yes, and we have the vaccines too.
Right, and the only way we got the vaccines is because we've paid for them.
That's right.
And our government has paid for them. I mean, there's a lot of money.
You mean we've paid for them.
Right,
yes.
I mean, there's an intermediary, but yes, the three of us, along with all the 300 million people, yeah.
All right, Barber's Foods is next, folks, and I've said this, and I'm going to continue to say it. You're going to see prices of food go up. It's just inherent. It's coming. I would get your freezer stocked now. You're going to save money if you do so. In fact, I would stock up as much as you possibly could, and I'm not trying to scare you into buying meat. What I'm trying to get you to do is save money now, because inflation is already here. It's coming, and it's going to get worse. Why do I say that? Because corn's already up 30%, and it may even go higher than that, and that's one of the staples for all the things that we eat. So, folks, go to Barber's Foods. Go online. Order what you want. They'll deliver it right to you. That's with two S's, barbersfoods.com.
It's time to get out the grill for some all-natural, mouth-watering meats raised right here at home from Barber's Foods. For over 70 years in Colorado, Barber's Foods has stayed true to their mission to provide their customers with only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free meats from family farms they know personally. So whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the families who raise the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center, or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, that's it for this second hour. Kevin Flesch with us. He's going to stay with us here through the top of the hour, so be sure to call us if you have any questions when it comes to all of what we're talking about when it comes to masks and COVID and vaccines and employment and all those different things. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.